This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The top two leaders in Congress are sharply at odds over the next step in the president's impeachment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not commit to formally sending the impeachment articles to the Senate until GOP Chief Mitch McConnell lays out his process for a trial.
We don't know the arena that we are in.
Pelosi says she hopes for a fair trial, but McConnell's giving his strongest hints yet that the Senate will acquit the president, calling this impeachment the most unfair in history, and that the chamber exists for this very reason.
To keep partisan passions from literally boiling over.
He says Pelosi's afraid to let the trial start because she knows the House created a shoddy product. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the White House is defending President Trump's verbal assault against former Michigan Representative John Dingell Wednesday night at a rally in Dingell's home state of Michigan. At a campaign rally, Trump suggested that Dingell might be in hell by saying that he might be looking up rather than looking down on those still living. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham told ABC's Good Morning America that Trump was just riffing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had a different take.
What the president misunderstands is that cruelty is not wit. Just because he gets a laugh for saying cruel things that he says doesn't mean he's funny.
Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress and a World War II veteran, died in February at age 92. Debbie Dingell, who won her husband's seat when he retired from Congress, said that the president's words, quote, made my healing much harder. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three people died of